Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 here on this Friday morning. 53 degrees. Congressional Democrats say they have a framework to pay for a multi-trillion dollar spending plan.
Democrats in Congress are still settling on a final price tag for a reconciliation measure that could top out at $3.5 trillion. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a framework is in place providing ways to pay for the bill.
So the revenue side of this, we have an agreement on.
Schumer made that announcement alongside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, to the surprise of many key Democrats.
Because we know that the Senate's in a lot different places on some of these things than we are.
House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth says he still expects votes on the spending bill could happen as soon as next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 27-year-old man is in custody after a body was found in rural Saline County. Salina police say a body of a man in his 40s was found Tuesday. He's not been publicly identified. Salina police requesting a charge of second-degree murder against Manuel Medina Castro in the man's death. And police say Medina Castro was arrested September 17th on a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm and other charges. That arrest came after Medina Castro and his family members reported that a car that he had borrowed appeared to have blood in it.
The House panel investigating the January 6th riot has subpoenaed four figures from the Trump administration.
The House committee looking into the violence on Capitol Hill last January has issued its first subpoenas. The panel wants to hear from former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. Committee Chair Benny Thompson wrote to all four saying, investigators believe each one has relevant information about the insurrection. It's not clear how the witnesses may respond, but the committee has scheduled interviews for October 14th and 15th. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
While one NBA team will soon be fully vaccinated, two others are dealing with stars refusing to get the COVID shot.
Los Angeles Lakers VP of Basketball Operations Rob Pelinka Thursday said the team's efforts to get players vaccinated against COVID-19 have paid off in time for the season.
On opening night, when we play the Golden State Warriors, all of the players that are currently signed on our roster that night will be deemed fully vaccinated.
Pelinka's comments put to rest questions raised by LeBron James this offseason when he said he would not disclose his vaccination status. This comes as Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving and Golden State Warriors forward Andrew Wiggins have brought an issue for their teams. Neither has been vaccinated against COVID yet, and city vaccine mandates will require them to be vaxxed in order to even enter their home arenas. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Health officials are encouraging everyone to get a flu shot, even if you have been vaccinated against COVID. They say suffering from COVID and flu could mean serious illness. KNSS News talked with Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne.
Will we ever see an end to this pandemic?
Steve, I am wanting to believe for everybody's sanity and well-being that we are going to, one way or another, whether it's through people getting ill and having that 6 months at least of natural immunity or vaccination, we are going to get there one way or another.
Adrian Byrne, our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS.
If you are struggling to pay for phone and internet service while navigating back to school costs,
help is available.
Kansans in need of assistance can apply for the Lifeline program and the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. Lifeline provides discounts up to $17.02 per month on phone service and broadband. The Emergency Broadband Benefit provides a $50 per month broadband discount. Participants also receive a one-time discount of up to $100 to purchase a laptop, desktop computer, or tablet from participating providers. Both programs offer additional discounts for subscribers living on tribal lands. More information is available at kcc.ks.gov. Click on the Lifeline link.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a trough of low pressure moving into the Central Plains along with a cool front, but we won't really notice much difference with that. Mostly sunny and breezy throughout today with a high 85. A clearing sky down to 56 overnight. Tomorrow's high 83, but we heat up to near record-setting temperatures Sunday, our high 93. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 53 degrees, south wind at 8 miles per hour. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Ted, I guess we ought to talk a little bit about Clue, your stage production. Last night was the opening night there for you?
Yeah, we had a discount preview night. Tonight's the official opening night.
Okay. How'd it go?
Went very well.
Very
good. Good laughs. I think the crowd seemed to enjoy themselves.
All right.
So it's cool, yeah.
Still tickets available?
Of course. If you want tickets, we'll be performing for 11 shows this weekend and the next two weekends at 3rd and Broadway. 618-0444 is the phone number, or you can go online, forumtheater.org. We'd love to see you there.
Clue with Ted Woodward. All right, thank you, sir. 735, Steve and Ted. And FDA has approved of Pfizer booster shots. And will the CDC follow along with the plan, or what's next for the boosters? Fox News Radio's Evan Brown with us this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So, my wife and I had the Pfizer shots. Are we eligible for the booster if we're over 65 then?
You might be. You may want to talk to your doctor first and foremost about anything that you want to do. I can't give you that information. So you have to talk to your doctor to see if you qualify. Everyone should talk to their doctors about their own personal health, I think, right?
That's a good idea.
However, the FDA did approve or authorize, rather, a booster shot of Pfizer vaccine. And it is specifically for people who are, I guess you would say, senior citizens, may have chronic illnesses and the like and have immunity problems. But ultimately, yes, you should talk to your doctor to make sure you are in that group of people that needs to be getting or could be eligible, rather, for a booster shot. What's interesting here is that CDC's Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices did not agree with the FDA about this, that they would be necessary. So the CDC director overruled them and now has the agency officially agreeing with FDA. But that agreement does not come from the board of panel of trusted experts who have been doing this for quite some time.
Yeah.
So there will be probably some ripple effects within the agency of the CDC, especially people on the committee that will say, well, if you don't need my advice, I don't need to be here. It's highly irregular that the director of the Centers for Disease Control would overrule this panel. People can ask themselves, try to answer the question why, it is highly irregular. So I think people should also know that the trusted panel of experts, which did, by the way, very much green light the Pfizer vaccine at the end of last year, they did not vote to green light these booster shots. So take that as you will.
Again, just as a layman listening to this, I'm getting some mixed signals here. That's one of the things about this. There hasn't been a lot of agreement on certain things, and that's why people are just, it's unknown. And
I report on this stuff. I'm not a physician.
Yeah.
I would tell anyone to talk to their doctor. That's why it's important to have a regular doctor. There are lots of people, and I did this myself to my own detriment, for years without having a primary care doctor that knew my medical history, that was following me along. So many people go without a primary care doctor. They just think when they need a doctor, they'll go to the ER or a walk-in clinic or whatnot. But that's, you know, that's for dealing with things that just crop up. It's not some, it's not a way to deal with your ongoing health maintenance. And having a primary care doctor that's familiar with you, that knows your history, that you can develop a rapport with and trust with, then you can ask these questions. Hey, doc, do I need a booster? Do I qualify for the booster? Then that doctor knows your history, knows whether or not you should get one, and that doctor might even be able to tell you, you know, I'm not sold on this booster myself. Maybe I don't think you should get it.
Mm.
You don't know until you talk to that doctor that knows you.
Well, you make an excellent point, I happen to agree.
That should be the biggest lesson of COVID-19 for all of us.
Yeah.
To have a regular doctor.
Have a regular doctor, and I had to wait till it was about 50 till I found one, but it's been pretty good since then, so...
Well, good.
Appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the advice, and thanks for your reporting this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about COVID. Should you get shot? Should you get the booster, or should you not get the booster? He says, talk to your physician. All right, the 7:39 now, Steve and Ted. And just to try to clear up another thing, and that's about that we've got this morning, and that's about these the new policy for Wichita High School football. Ted, new guidelines, okay, limiting the attendance at football games. It's a COVID thing again.
Are you sure?
Students can only attend games at their own school.
Is this a COVID thing, or is it a violence thing?
I thought it was a COVID thing. It's just a new policy. It doesn't say
it has nothing to do with masks or it has to do with supervision of kids.
Nothing about masks. I'm not sure. I presumed it was about COVID. Parents are allowed to attend. Well, good. Thank you. We can do that.
They keep. Well,
I'm not sure. You bring up a good question.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it's meant to be any sort of COVID thing.
It has nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah. It's just a general
policy. I think it's a safety deal.
Yeah.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of stuff going on regarding our teenagers here in town. A lot of negative things going on with the guns and so forth. So.
Yeah, I had just guessed it wasn't a COVID thing because it made zero reference to anything, you know, an adult. It only talks about students. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay. They just issue new guidelines about it. Okay. Very good. I'll let it go then. I thought it was about protecting people from getting clusters and all that. But, I mean, yeah, they're outdoors, so they've been kind of saying, they'll probably be all right. Okay. I take it back. It wasn't COVID. It's about violence or whatever. It's kind of strange. Kind of strange. 7:41, Steve and Ted, and Ted, what do we got coming up here? Oh, we got the Wichita Business Journal update coming your way.
Yes, we do.
Boeing's projecting a big decade for aircraft sales in China. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.